Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers and my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. First reading will be taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 22, verses 20 to 26. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 18. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 1, verses 5 to 10. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 22, verses 34 to 40. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is His commandments flow from love of God, love of neighbor. My brothers, my sisters, we have noticed in our gospel readings over the past few Sundays that the Pharisees, religious leaders, and elders of our Lord Jesus' day had declared war against him and were bent on setting a trap for him so as to declare him a traitor and false prophet. In today's gospel, St. Matthew once again exposes another disputation between our Lord Jesus and the Pharisees regarding the Lord's power and authority. According to Father Jeffrey Plant, today's disputation was between our Lord Jesus and a Pharisee considered to be an expert in Jewish law, and it is set on Tuesday, April 4th, 30 AD of the Holy Week, according to St. Matthew's Gospel account. Although our Lord Jesus knew that the Pharisees were all out to test and embarrass him, he did not attack his attackers. Rather, he silenced them with his wise, practical, truthful, and perfect answers. Thus, with an open heart, our Lord Jesus sought to reveal to his attackers the deepest spiritual answers to life, which often left them speechless. Having left the Sadducees speechless in his profound mastery of the belief in the resurrection of the dead, which can be found in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 22, from verse 23, our Lord Jesus decided to take on the Pharisee who was sent to disconcert him by asking a perplexing question on the greatest commandment of the law. Although our Lord Jesus knew the Pharisee was an expert in law and had an idea of God's commandments on love, he was willing to re-educate and show him and his friends that the 613 commandments of the Torah could be summed up in two commandments of love found in Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 4 to 5 and Leviticus chapter 19 verses 17 to 18. Deuteronomy chapter 6 from verse 5 reminds us that the center of our being ought to bear God's love, for He is our strength, rock, fortress, and savior. Since the Lord is committed to our happiness, we must learn to plug into God our hearts, soul, and mind. That commitment, the commitment of God to us, never fades, for He is the source of life and our only hope of joy. Thus, our commitment to the Lord, our commitment to God, must be true and total. In Leviticus chapter 19 from verse 18, we are also asked to love like God and glorify Him in words and deeds. In other words, God's love must be revealed in our love of strangers, widows, orphans and the needy. Thus, we are called to love with God's love, wherein a stranger becomes a brother, sister, and friend. One who cooperates with God's Spirit will love like God, never waver in his love of God, and he or she is always willing to serve others as the Lord pleases. Thus, my brother, my sister, it is obvious that in the love of God and love of neighbor lies the will of the Lord, which animates us to worship the Lord and to serve his people with a sincere heart. In other words, God's love reminds us to be merciful, to be kind, to be generous, to be sincere, and to bless God's people. And that is our task, my brothers, my sisters. That is our mission, to love God and to love our brothers and sisters. May the Lord bless us as we carry out God's will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us.